Questions 1 through 3 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
Gina, have you been able to log on to the company email server? It's not loading on my computer.
Mine's working just fine. Let's see if anyone else is having problems. Jared, is your email working right now? Michael's isn't.
Mine is fine, but I heard some people who updated their email client are having problems.
You're right. I just updated mine an hour ago. What do I do? I need an email from a client.
If you give me a few minutes, I can come over there and help fix it for you.
Number 1. What problem does Michael mention? Number 2. What is mentioned about the program? Number 3. What will Jared probably do next? Questions 4 through 6 refer to the following conversation.
Sarah, can you fill me in on what I missed last week while I was on vacation?
We had a meeting where we discussed vacation pay and the new filing system. Since there were so many complaints about it, they decided to redesign the whole thing.
Will we be having a workshop on it?
Yes, it's scheduled for next Monday afternoon.
I have a meeting with the marketing department at that time. I will talk to the marketing manager and see if I can postpone it.
Number 4. Why did the man not attend the meeting? Number 5. When is the workshop planned for? Number 6. What will the man most likely do? Questions 7 through 9 refer to the following conversation.
Thank you again for coming on such short notice. I know you don't usually work weekends.
No problem. What seems to be the matter?
I can't get my computer to turn on. One minute it was fine. The next, it just shut down. I need to use it to finish this report tonight.
Let me see. Ah, I found the problem. One of the wires is split in half. Let me go to my truck and grab another one.
Number 7. What does the woman thank the man for? Number 8. According to the woman, what must the woman do by this evening? Number 9. What will the man likely do next? Questions 10 through 12 refer to the following conversation.
Our new assistant starts on July 7th, but I don't have a computer for him. I placed an order today.
Oh, that's a problem. Today is already June 30th. It usually takes 3 weeks for orders to be filled.
3 weeks? That won't do.
Why not talk to the IT manager? He might have an extra computer the assistant could use.
I should, but he is out at lunch right now. I'll have to talk to him when he gets back.
Number 10. Why is the man concerned? Number 11. What does the man mean when he says,
"That won't do"?
Number 12. What does the woman suggest? Questions 13 through 15 refer to the following conversation and chart.
Now, as everyone can see, monthly recurring customer visits have fallen over the past few months.
Do we know why this has been happening? It seems like they dropped by half as soon as the new store opened up.
That is one theory, but I think we should look into it in detail.
Why don't we make a survey and send it out to store members? We could offer a coupon to those who fill it out.
That's a great idea. Rita, make a sample survey and send it to me by Friday. I'll show it to management and see what they think.
Number 13. What problem are the speakers discussing? Number 14. Look at the graphic. When did the new store most likely open? Number 15. What does the man ask the woman to do?